In preparation for your meeting with the Creator, it will serve you well to step away from your illusions, including the illusion that you and the Creator are separate. This is what you are doing here. This has been the purpose of this entire conversation with God. For you seek now to live with the illusions and not within them, and it is that honest seeking which has brought you here to this communication. It has been clear to you for some time that there is a flaw in the illusions. This should have revealed all of them as false. But humans knew at some very deep level that they could not give up the illusions, or something very vital would come to an end. And they were right. But they made a mistake. Instead of seeing the illusions as illusions, and using them for the purpose for which they were intended, they thought they had to fix the flaw. The answer was never to fix the flaw, but merely to see it, and thus to remember what you knew at a very deep level. And that is why you could not give up the illusions without something very vital coming to an end. This has been explained to you before in our conversation. I will explain it to you again here, one final time, so that you may be absolutely clear in your remembering. The reason for the illusions is to provide a localized contextual field within which you may recreate yourself anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision you ever held about who you are. The universe itself is a contextual field. That is both its definition and its purpose. It provides life with a way to be expressed and experienced physically. You are a localized version of that same contextual field, as is everyone and everything else around you. In other words, localized God. Outside of this localized context, you can only know yourself as all that is. And all that is cannot experience itself as what it is, since there is nothing else. In the absence of that which you are not, that which you are is not. It cannot be experienced. It cannot be known. This you have been told many times. You have been told that in the absence of fast, slow is not. In the absence of up, down is not. In the absence of here, there is not. In the absence of the illusions, then, you are, quite literally, neither here nor there. And so you have collectively produced these magnificent illusions, a world, indeed a universe, of your own creation. This has provided you with a contextual field within which you may decide and declare, create and express, experience and fulfill who you really are. You have all done this, the lot of you. Every one of you are the individuations of the divine whole. You are, each of you, seeking to know yourself, to define yourself. Who are you? Are you good? Are you bad? What is good? What is bad? Are you big? Are you small? What is big? What is small? Are you any of these things? What does it mean to be these things? Are you wondrous indeed? That is the only question God ever had. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And who do I now choose to be? This is the only question that matters, and this is what your soul is using your life to decide every moment. Not to find out, to decide. For life is not a process of discovery. It is a process of creation. Every act is an act of self-definition. God is in the process of self-creation and self-experience in every moment. That is what you are doing here. And you are using the experience of that which you are not in order to have the experience of that which you really are. There is nothing which you are not. You are all of it. You are everything. God is all of it. God is everything. Yet for you, God, to know the part of it that you are, you must imagine that there are parts of it that you are not. This is the great imagining. These are the illusions of life. Therefore, use the illusions and be grateful for them. Your life is a magic trick, and you are the magician. Expressing the glory of who you are in the moment that you are confronted with an illusion is what the journey to mastery is about. Within this context, it is important to acknowledge that the illusions can seem very real. Understanding that the illusions are illusions is the first step in using them for their intended purpose, but it is not the only step. Next comes your decision about what the illusions mean. Finally, you choose the aspect of divinity, the part of yourself, that you wish to experience within a localized contextual field, what you would call a circumstance or situation. that you have encountered or created. Here is that process in brief. A. See the illusions as illusions. B. Decide what they mean. C. Recreate yourself anew.